The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Start the live, Ken. Good morning, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and welcome to Money Chat Now. Money Chat Now is a politically charged stock market pre-show giving you the politics behind this, the latest moves in the stock market. It's presented with comedic common sense by an expert in financial literacy. And hey, that's me, Larry Steinhaus. Today is Monday, December 6th, and welcome to the show. We are here live on WWDB Radio in Philadelphia, and we are live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. Hey, just a reminder, if you're watching online, hit that share button, hit that like button, and of course you can comment live during the show on YouTube and Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel and like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. Money Chat Now is brought to you by our sponsor, Investor Schooling, and if you'd like, you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday by going to investorschooling.com. Go there. You'll be able to learn about real estate investing and stock options trading, and you'll be able to learn it from those who do it every day, including me. And hey, you never know. You might even get to see me wearing this cool jacket. All right, so on today's show, we're going to be discussing some really interesting topics. The first one is going to be WWDB and me. That's right. I got to tell you about what happened with WWDB and me so far. We're going to be also talking about the futures update. We're going to be talking about the crypto flash crash. We're going to be talking about Bitminers and electricity. We're going to be talking about Norwegian cruise that had COVID. We're going to be talking about Spotify not being funny anymore. We're going to be talking about interest rates rising sooner than expected and Amazon owning commerce. And then, of course, we're going to get into today's tips and some of the great things that you can do to make money. All right, I have to tell you guys a story because this is just so funny. So before we get into the market, I have to tell you a story about what happened with WWDB and me. As you know, this is now the start of my second week here, transmitting live on WWDB, and I'm going to tell you the phone calls have already started. Yep, I got the phone call on Friday afternoon from the infamous Sam Spicer. So for those of you who don't know who Sam Spicer is, Sam is in charge of programming over at WWDB and basically the man responsible for getting me this time slot. So we can all thank him for that, of course, right? But check this out. So I basically asked Sam before I started if he heard my show before, and of course he answered with a yes, but I kind of knew it was a no. I asked him if he was sure he wanted me on the station, and he answered with absolute certainty. And then of course a week later, week after I started, this past week is when I started, I get the call from Sam. So I'm talking to Sam, and he's normally like a slow-speaking and very precise communicator, but on Friday, he was very nervous talking to me. So first of all, he starts out with, I listened to your show, and I have some suggestions. I laughed, and I could tell from his voice I knew where this was going. He said, first of all, the phrase Gestapo Joe might upset some people. I took a moment and realized that this was a very liberal station, and Sam is definitely a liberal. So when I refer to Gestapo Joe, he's not too happy about that. Also, the proof is the fact that he comes in my office wearing a mask. So anybody who comes in my office has to be a liberal if they're wearing a mask. But to continue, he then says, the other word you used, I asked, what word? And he responded, you can't use that word on the radio. Well, wait a minute. Wait till I tell you what the word was, but I will tell you that it's not one of the seven so-called dirty words exclusively permitted, not permitted, but excluded by the FCC. Instead, it's a four-letter word that begins with the letter C. No, not that word. By the way, that four-letter word beginning with the letter C, the one you just thought of, I never really understood why it was so bad anyway. I don't use it, but I really never understood why it was so bad. Anyway, getting back to the four-letter word beginning with the letter C that I used, this word was preceded by the word holy when I was referring to the stock market dropping 900 points. And the best way to describe this word is with a game you play that you throw the dice against the back wall, and if a three comes up, they call it the three-letter word and they add an S to it. You get it? So there you have it. I can no longer say holy because Sam Spicer said so. So for all you loyal listeners, I'm singing holy dice against the back wall and three came up. This is going to be a fun ride. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the futures and what's going on. All right, last week it was a crazy week. It went from yeah to holy dice hitting the back wall with a yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, I believe the roller coaster ride might be settling. And, you know, it may not be so bad. So this morning, by the way, the futures were doing really, really nicely. Then it fell. Then it came back. Except the Nasdaq's still not doing real well. The Dow futures are up 227 points. The S&P futures are up 1175. And the Nasdaq is down 7275. So, yeah, it is what it is. So it would kind of appear that the Omicron, you know, variant is kind of like, you know, settling now. And it's not going to be as bad as it was. So that's kind of cool that by the fact that, you know, that really the stock market isn't being affected too much. All right, let's talk a little bit about what happened over this weekend with a crypto flash crash. So it appeared that the crypto market took a major move downward Friday night about midnight, and Bitcoin actually fell as low as 43,000. It did settle back about 47,000, making it a loss of about 10,000 in 24 hours. Just remember, it was as high as 69,000 only a month ago, and 70,000 was clearly on its radar. Ethereum also tanked, and this was a low about 3,500, and the other coins also took a hit, some as much as 50%. Although at the time there was no clear indication of why the crypto market crashed, my suggestion is to hold in there, at least wait for a bounce before selling. But anyway, this is a rule that I teach in stock option trading, and it's a good rule here as well. Something I have noticed in the crypto, mostly Bitcoin, is it's usually a leading indicator of a stock market. So if this is true again, get ready for a rout in the stock market the next couple of days. It may be a problem, it may not be a problem, but I think I may know what's going on with that. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Bitminers and electricity. So I don't know but if you've heard this before, but Bitminers take up a lot of electricity. So in the Texas power grid, right now they're struggling with fluctuating energy prices and sporadic service. So as I said before, Bitcoin mining is an extreme energy drain on many grids. You may even remember Elon Musk saying he was no longer interested in Bitcoin because of the energy it wastes. I find that to be hysterical that he actually said that, but that's what he did. Anyway, the miners are using a lot of energy, and the people in Austin, Texas, are suffering because of this. The same miners understood the issue here and actually are working out a compromise to turn off their mining operations at a momentary demand of the needs of the city. So basically, because they can turn off an entire site in a few seconds when the grid is overwhelmed, and because the mining machines need no uptime requirement, they could be turned on instantly or turned off instantly without any warm-up. So that's actually really cool. So this will be extremely helpful when the temperature is very hot and all the air conditioners are running. Several of the mining companies in Texas are slowly agreeing to this compromise, and others are holding out. Just wait for the metaverse and all the power that we're going to need to run that. It's going to be insane. But, look, soon we'll have to use an alternate source of power, you know, like maybe humans as batteries. Anyway, if you haven't seen The Matrix, go see The Matrix and you'll understand what I'm talking about. And that's what's going on over there in Texas. All right, let's talk real quick. We got a news flash. It appears now that we now know why the crypto market flash crashed this weekend. Bitmart, a large crypto trading platform, had a serious security breach in where approximately $200 million worth of crypto was stolen in a hack. So the combination of all this crypto moving through the platform, as well as the fear of hackers possibly stealing more money, is what made the price go down. Now, this has happened before, so the crypto market, look, it always recovers. So I'm going to suggest that you buy your crypto now or hold on to it. The other thing, I also suggest that you buy Coin, which is Coinbase, which is coin, the symbol coin, and Robinhood and the symbol hood at these levels, because they're both going to be beaten down today and possibly could hit a bottom as the crypto market rebounds. BITO, B-I-T-O, is the Bitcoin futures ETF, and it may also be a play as Bitcoin tumbles. And look, I got to tell you, BITO appears to move up when Bitcoin moves up. So that may be a really good play. All right, let's talk a little bit about Norwegian cruise ships and COVID. I can't tell you how much more this bull dice hitting the back wall and coming up three is going to continue, but once again, a cruise ship had some passengers test positive for COVID. Now, if you recall, about a year and a half ago, a Princess ship was not allowed to dock last year while passengers were quarantined because a few had COVID. This, of course, is what led to the worldwide no-sail order for cruise companies as government overreach destroyed the profits of a great and growing industry. Yes, 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 they shut down an industry because of the fear of the big bad cold. But wait, now this ship has a dozen positive COVID cases. You know what their plan was? Their plan is very different this time. The passengers on the ship are actually being tested individually, and if they test positive, so as they walk off, they're being tested, right? They got to take a test. And if they walk off and they're positive, they get private transportation to their home or a place they can self-isolate. But wait for this incredible change. A year and a half ago, the ships were scrubbed and cleaned for weeks. And you may remember that a railing on one of the staircases was tested 2 weeks later to still have the COVID virus active. Or at least that's what was being told. So what are they doing with this ship? Well, it's planned to sail, or it actually sailed yesterday with a full crew and passenger the same day as the COVID positives disembarked. I'm sorry, but if that doesn't say bull dice hitting the back wall and coming up three, I don't know what does. All right, I'm going to take a quick break, and I'm going to find out if Sam Spicer likes the new words I'm using, so I'm going to call him real quick. So let's take a break, and we will see you in about a minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rockstar real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, I'm Larry Steinhaus, and this is Money Chat Now. I want to welcome you back, and of course, if you'd like more information on Investor Schooling, you can go to investorschooling.com or call 866-424-2829 to find out more. I want to thank you again for listening to WWDB Radio, and holy dice hitting the back wall. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. If you're watching online, please hit the share button. Hey, look, hit the share button so people can actually enjoy this show and also learn from me and learn what stocks to pick. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. And you can leave comments on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube. And, of course, we'll try to respond to them live. Hey, I want to thank everybody. I see Bill is out there. Michael's out there. Everybody is sitting there. And they're all watching the show. Thank you very much. And here you go. Oh, my goodness. Somebody got upset that I talked about the fact that the breach caused crypto to go down. Just don't worry about it, Michael. Just keep buying crypto and you'll be fine, man. Make some money. Go make some money. So far, we've been discussing WWDB and me and the fact that I can't say, holy, that word, I have to replace it with dice hitting the back wall. And coming up three. We've been talking about the futures update, and right now the futures are up 206. The NASDAQ is down, still 75. S&P is up 10 points. We've also been talking about the crypto flash crash. We've been talking about Bitminers and the electricity and how they're going to compromise using a little bit of electricity or being able to turn their rigs off. We've been talking about the Norwegian cruise ship that has COVID, and they're just going to go right back out and cruise it again. Clearly, that's the reason why you don't need to worry about the COVID bull dice hitting the back wall anymore. All right, coming up, we're going to be discussing how Spotify isn't funny anymore, how interest rates are rising sooner, and, of course, how Amazon owns commerce. And then we'll be getting into some of the day's tips and what you should be buying. All right, let's go. Let's get there. So apparently Spotify isn't as funny as it was a few days ago. Spotify has just removed hundreds of albums from comedians all over a royalty dispute with them. So Tiffany Haddish, Kevin Hart, John Mulaney, and Jim Gaffigan are among some of the hundreds. I only know one of these guys. That's terrible. I only know one of them. I only know Kevin Hart. That's it. Anyway, they're among the hundreds of comedians whose work's been removed. Apparently, Spotify is either not paying the comedians or is paying them very little for the copyrighted works. The comedians are claiming that they should be paid the same manner as a singer or any other musical artist. Frankly, I agree with that. I think they should be as well. As the world changes to all electronic media, the current rules of royalties are still lagging behind, and this is what's causing the problem. Many of these artists were paid a token to have their work available on Spotify, but as I said before, they simply want to be paid a royalty for each play. I believe this will happen in the future, but I also believe the industry will change. You know, think about the metaverse. In the metaverse, you'll be able to go into a virtual bar or maybe some other venue and literally watch the Beatles perform like it was in the 60s. And that's going to have to be worked out as well. I'm going to tell you right now, watch for a dip in Spotify and then pounce. But hold off in case other artists want to feel that they may not be getting paid as well. Hey, I actually wonder if I can get paid for this show on Spotify. I got to call my lawyer and find out. That'll be a great way to go. Let's talk about interest rates. Are you enjoying your inflation? Honestly, I actually am. My real estate holdings are on the rise, as well as my rents. However, the Fed chief, Jerome Powell, is suggesting we slow it down. Yeah, and I got to tell you, I kind of agree. This is what's happening. So the Federal Reserve was buying, you know, they were buying up bonds from banks, and, you know, they were keeping the interest rates low, and basically that kept the world economy, or at least the United States economy, from crashing because of government overreach during the COVID garbage. You know, this was very similar, if you remember, to when the Twin Towers fell in 2001 due to terrorism. The Fed came in and lowered interest rates and kept a crash, basically, from happening. And, you know, look, well, you know, and it's very smart to do that, but you have to stop it after a while. And the problem was in 2008, they did it again. And in 2012, they did it again. And they kept lowering interest rates. And in fact, I've been saying it for a long time that interest rates really needed to rise. They should have been rising during Obama's administration. Well, anyway, because of this bond buying and interest rate lowering, massive inflation has been a result. And in order to stop this, the Federal Reserve will begin to taper its bond buying and let the economy self-feed. That's what it normally should do. So this means that interest rates will start to rise and the money will flow more slowly. So the Fed had a plan in November to taper, and it was basically, you know, they said they were going to do it sometime in about the summer. But here's an interesting thing. Now that Powell has been reconfirmed to stay as Fed chair, so last week, as you may or may not know, but Biden has said that Powell can stay, and now he's suggesting a faster tapering. So my guess is he had one plan, and he kind of used that to get himself reelected, but that's okay. It is what it is. But the faster tapering could rock the stock market, but it'll definitely raise interest rate. I've been suggesting for a while now that you buy that house you wanted or refi that house you're in as soon as possible. The money flowing to homeowners is going to end soon, and I'm going to suggest, and I've said it before, everyone apply for a HELOC, which is basically a home equity line of credit. And if you want to, you could use that money to go into Bitcoin. And, you know, Michael, who's been watching, who's been complaining that I've been talking about Bitcoin propaganda, he can at least use that money to go into Bitcoin and make more money. But I'm going to tell you, watch for rising interest rates, which usually means rising gold and silver prices. And, you know, look, I got to tell you, it usually means gold and silver prices raise. But somehow crypto has been interfering with this normalcy for some time now. And, you know, it may not raise. But at the same time, I suggest gold and silver anyway. All right, let's talk about Amazon. Last week, I discussed how Amazon is becoming the largest package delivery service, which is quickly dwarfing FedEx and UPS. Well, Amazon even has a solution for the Pacific Ocean bottleneck of ships bringing in goods from other countries. Amazon has not only been building their fleet of trucks, but apparently they've been building their fleet of ships and cargo containers as well. I'm amazed by this. Amazon is actually chartering entire ships and loading them with only their goods. So no one else is allowed to be on their ships but their goods. This is why Amazon is not as out of stock as other suppliers. So a lot of suppliers and retailers are out of stock. Amazon is not. In some cases, they're even chartering planes to carry, you know, only their merchandise. So they charter an entire plane and they carry only their merchandise. This is probably going to make Amazon the only place to buy or sell goods in the future. And I got to tell you, that's pretty obvious what's happening. It's going to get scary, but as the Democrats lock down small businesses, the giant corporations like Amazon was set free to grow, and here they are. I wouldn't be surprised if we see an Amazon company break off that's just shipping. Hey, Alexa, can you order me a drink? I think I need one. All right, let's take a break, and we're going to be talking about some of the stock tips of the day. We will see you back here in just about 1 minute.
Okay, so you've thought about investing in real estate, houses, apartment buildings, properties, but don't really know where to start. Well, what if you could very easily learn how to gain strategies to use other people's money to buy and sell houses in the Philadelphia area? If you could learn and network with successful area real estate investors and how to produce monthly income on rental properties without headaches, that place is Investor Schooling. With Investor Schooling, you'll learn from two Philadelphia area rock star real estate investors, Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus, about how to buy and sell properties the easy way and teach you basic and advanced techniques to help you make money in real estate. You can attend Investor Schooling in person or online visual classes 8 times a month. You can and will learn how to make money in real estate. Call for free information and get a complimentary pass to one of these classes. But don't delay, as these complimentary passes are limited. Call the number on your screen now or visit investorschooling.com. Investorschooling.com.
All right, welcome back to Money Chat Now. I am your host, Larry Steinhaus, and so far we have been discussing WWDB and me and how I can't say holy that word anymore. I have to say dice hitting the back wall and coming up three. You guys can figure that one out. We also talked about the futures update, and right now the futures are, actually, the Dow is up 228 points, the S&P is up 13, almost 14 points, and the NASDAQ is still down 52 points. All right, we also talked about the fact that there was a crypto flash crash, and that happened on Friday. It was kind of rough for some people in crypto. I saw all the people whining on Facebook. It was pretty funny. Anyway, we talked about Bitminers and electricity and how the Bitminers are going to be able to shut down their rigs to keep the grid from crashing. We talked about Norwegian cruise ship with COVID and the fact that it's just going right out. The ship's going right out right after they find all these people with COVID on it. We talked about Spotify not being funny anymore because they pulled off a bunch of comedians because they want more money. We also talked about interest rates rising sooner and, of course, how Amazon owns all the commerce. All right, let's talk a little bit about some of today's tips. All right, did you guys hit that share button? Did you hit that like button? Let everyone know what great stocks are coming, because here they come. The great stock tips are on their way, and I'm going to tell you what to do. Hit that like button. Let me know you enjoy the show. Of course, you can leave more comments on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn. And I want to thank some of the other guys for listening. I want to say hello to Mick, who just checked in and said good morning. Thank you so much. And if you're listening on WWDB Radio, set one of your presets to this channel and listen every day at 7:30 for all you need to know to rule the stock market. And, of course, everything you need to know about Sam Spicer and the phone calls he makes to me about how I can't use certain words on the radio that are legal words on the radio. So there, Sam. Let's talk about some great tips for today. So Friday, honestly, wasn't really that bad unless you were in tech stocks. Then you got killed. But it looks like today is going to be okay. It looks, you know, again, we got the Dow up 225 points. I like it. The NASDAQ futures are still down. But, you know, look, it looks like the S&P might move up and it looks like the Dow might move up. So it might be a good day. And look, I've been saying this over and over and over and over again. Get into travel stocks. Get into travel stocks, get into travel stocks, get into travel stocks. I'm in all of the travel stocks. I am in AAL, I'm in CCL, I'm in Royal Caribbean. I'm going to tell you these are the places to be. I'm also in BA, which is Boeing Airlines, because they're all going to be major, major plays coming up. You want to be in them as the world realizes that COVID or this Omicron, or if you want to call it the moronic virus. Oh, what do you get, by the way, when you mix Omicron with the letters VAX and MASK, you get that thing that I said before that I'm not allowed to say. That's what you get. Anyway, some of you guys will get that joke. Anyway, let's talk a little bit more about this, because the fact that the Norwegian Cruise Line sending the ship out the same day with 10 passengers that were reported to have COVID, I'm going to tell you, that's all you need to know. And yes, the ships are going to be burdened with COVID testing. However, the ships will sail and the vacation industry will rebound. So get in. Look, I got to tell you, there's some great stock tip plays out there. One of them is Meta. And look, Meta may even go below 300. I just want to see where it is right now, because I'm actually been following this for a little while. And Meta is actually right at 305. I think it's a great play at 305. I also think it'll be a great play coming up. And I like to see Apple, and Apple right now, let's see where Apple is at the moment. Apple is actually up. I'm surprised. It's actually up. It's up about $1.80 at 163. I'd love to see it go below 160. I'd even like to see it go below 150. That would be fantastic. And of course, as we get into the infrastructure deal, some of the material and construction stocks will also be a great play. So if you want to get into some of those stocks like 3M, if you want to get into Caterpillar, those are all going to be great plays as the infrastructure deal starts to come up and these guys start to get contracted to do whatever it is that, creepy Joe Biden wants them to do. All right. On the crypto scene, as I mentioned earlier, crypto was beat up, and I'm saying it was by the hackers. Other people are saying it just was a normal run. It doesn't really matter, but it's going to be a temporary thing, and it may even be a buying opportunity. So get in if you're into crypto. You might want to get in. It might be a great play for you right now. You know, I still have some of my stuff. Like, I'm the guy, I dropped a bunch of money in. I took out all my money that I made, all the money I put in, plus a little bit of profit. And now I'm just riding on house money anyway, so I really don't care. But it's a lot of fun. Gold and silver are slowly dropping, and I don't know, they're settling into a range. I think they're good long-term plays. And as the economy tanks, it may be something for you to do. Of course, the treasury bond is still stable, and that's a good sign. It's hardly moving. Look, hopefully we'll get a Santa Claus rally coming up, and that'll also be great. And I want to thank everybody on WWDB Radio for listening, and we look forward to your continued support. My name again is Larry Steinhaus, and of course, if you're online watching live on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and YouTube, I also want to thank you for your continued support. Of course, look, don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. Don't forget to like the Money Chat Now page on Facebook. And don't forget to listen every single day at 7:30. This show is a lot of fun. We're having a blast. And if you leave comments, I'll get to see them even after the show. And of course, once again, you must hit that share button. So if you're watching online, hit that share button, hit that like button. And you should know that from time to time, I own some of the assets and options discussed in this show. The opinions discussed in this show are solely mine, and no one has asked me to discuss them. They're definitely not WWDB's opinions. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a profitable day.